June 25. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Revelation 2:17. When I began my Christian service, I thought that by having some extra spiritual gift would be able to work through me in a deeper and stronger way. I longed to see miracles and signs performed. Accordingly, God led me to see many such miracles happen in several places. Afterwards, I myself saw that the very same people who were the means of performing miracles went back to sin and darkness. So I understood that God does not work through outward signs. He works in a very quiet way, unknown to us. Even among believers, many depend too much upon outward things. They think that by going to meetings, hearing good sermons, receiving good teaching, meeting good people, they can become spiritually strong. Yet they remain poor spiritually because they have never learned to eat the hidden manna. The hidden manna is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You can eat Him when you wait on Him quietly and alone. It is possible that you may read the Bible for hours at a time. You may even pray for hours, and you may fast regularly for 1 or 2 days or even a week. Yet you may feel that you are empty and defeated. It is because you have not learned the secret of feeding on the hidden manna quietly. When you go to the Lord, do you always go with petitions and requests? How much time do you spend in really praising and adoring Him? Is it very easy to bring our petitions for ourselves and others to give very little time to worshiping and adoring Him? The real meaning of eating and drinking Him is to adore Him, worship Him, exalt Him, and magnify His name. By eating and drinking Him, we receive life into us. When you have learned the secret of the hidden manna, you will be completely freed from all earthly and natural desires, and also freed from thinking that you have plenty of Bible knowledge. In my early Christian life, I thought that if I could learn the Bible by heart and memorize many verses and fill myself with Bible knowledge, I would become spiritually strong. So I began to read the Bible night and day, and still I was spiritually hungry, unsatisfied. The hidden manna is not Bible knowledge. But when the Lord became my living bread and I learned to adore Him, my hunger was satisfied.